Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for January the 19th. In the year of our Lord, 2019, this is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. And yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. You know, we always take Saturday morning first hour to do an incredible recap. We call it the news the networks refuse to use, Liberty Roundtable Live Week in Review. And man, have we got a lot to talk about on your radio. I'm telling you right now, it's been an incredible week of news. There's been so much news, it's hard to even fathom how much news we cover on your radio. All right? First off, we talked about a Texas rancher who gave Donald Trump his belt buckle while Donald Trump was doing his border security event. I mean, it was tremendous. So they tell you that the ranchers don't like Donald, that Donald's clueless on the border, that he doesn't know. It's not really the way it is, folks. A lot of people support President Donald Trump, and the ranchers are there to prove it. When a rancher just gives you the belt buckle and says, hey, buddy, appreciate you coming on down, you know, hey. And I really mentioned this week that we need Donald Trump to reject Nancy Pelosi completely if she doesn't want him to come to the House, or to the pit is what it's called, to deliver the presidential State of the Union. Well, Rand Paul said, well, why don't we just have it in the Senate? Well, Rand's got a valid point, but he doesn't go far enough. Why don't we have Donald Trump broadcast live from the border? You know, part of the State of the Union could be a quick flight, so that you could see the border from the air. You know, you got these GoPro camera kind of things where you could get a more advanced version of that and show people the air, you know, the border from the air. Show how, you know, what's really going on there. You could literally broadcast live from the border and have a couple of ranchers surround you and tell you what's going on the border. Border patrol agents could participate, and you could say, look, the State of the Union right now is disaster. The Democrats, for political reasons, have everybody held hostage right now. It's got to stop. National security is at stake. Anyway, I tweeted that out, and I sent that to the Donald. But I don't know if anybody's going to take me seriously, but I really believe that could be the biggest historical event of Donald Trump's presidency. He could say, I've been so serious about the wall the whole time. I campaigned on this. I'm doubling down and I'm broadcasting live from the border because, hey, the State of the Union is in jeopardy right now because of national security concerns. Anyway, that's a long story, but I covered that in quite a bit of detail. We talked about the fact that Ruth Bader Ginsburg missed Supreme Court arguments for the second week in a row, and she's about to go on her third week. As far as I understand, things aren't going too well for Ruth, and our prayers are with her and her family. But I believe we need to look at another Supreme Court selection from President Trump. And I would double down and back Mike Lee. He's as pro-life as it gets. And I'd be sad to lose him in the Senate. If we can't get Mike Lee, I'd be for that other Catholic female Supreme Court justice that's completely pro-life. There's a few good people to pick from, but I hope Donald doesn't make a mistake and pick you know, some of these other people that I don't think are very good. We talked about an agency ran by Barack Hussein Obama holdovers. And I guess they reportedly paid their staff despite not having money during the shutdown. No, I don't understand how you pay your staff if you don't have money. This is where it's different between you and I and normal business and government, right? When we don't have money, then you couldn't pay somebody because you don't have money. And what would happen is checks would bounce and stuff like that, right? Well, for the government, that's not true. So they paid even though they didn't have money, they claim. Maybe they just didn't have authorization, but they had plenty of money in the kitty, and that highlights part of the problem. Why do we have all these slush funds everywhere? Why do they have the money even though they don't have the money? What's up with all that? But I digress. The real issue to me about this story and the reason to bring it up is this. Why do we have an agency ran by Obama holdovers 2 years later? in the Trump administration. I mean, if you're going to drain the swamp, and 2 years later somebody says to me, yeah, you know what, an office of Obama holdovers, what? Why do we have an agency ran by Obama holdovers in the first place this late in the game, huh? Donald, buddy, you got to start training much faster, my friend. I appreciate what you've done. I'm grateful to you for the leadership. You've done more for pro-life and more for America than any president in my lifetime. I get it, and I agree. But I'm telling you right now, you better drain the swamp. And when you have a whole agency of Obama holdovers, wow. It's got to stop, folks. We also talked about a flashback. Democrats and the GOP, both of them had a series of tall fences and walls and barriers and I don't know what you call it, but they had a whole security apparatus in place when they kept protesters out of both of their conventions in 2016. And we went to the Republican National Convention. I wish we would have went to the Democratic one as well, but we just didn't have the cash. Anyway, I feel like this is important to bring up because they had some of the best security at some of those events that I've ever seen in my life. The cops were everywhere. The barriers were significant. The multi-layered approach to security was to be something to behold. But you know what? We defended the people that put the security together at these events, these national conventions, because they did such a good job. I mean, it was locked down tight as you could get. It was multi-layered. It was, but you know what? The cops were very friendly and nice. Nobody was hostile. Nobody was getting, you know, roughed up or anything. It wasn't over the top. They maintained an incredible balance between serious security that was necessary, I might admit, and letting people feel like they were free. And that's really the key here. And I'm telling you, we could do a similar thing on the border. It isn't a single wall to discuss. It's a multi-pronged security approach, the wall and barriers being a significant part of it. We're not talking about building a 2,000-mile-long wall. I know that's what everybody wants you to believe that it is, but it's virtually impossible to do that. Because of property rights, because of natural landscape differences in reality. Okay, we can't have just a solid, big, massive wall, but we can have a series of walls at certain spots. We can control the air, as our buddy Stuart Rhodes came on this program several weeks ago and highlighted, and we can control the border. And we've got to do it, and national security is at stake. And I highlight the 2016 conventions as a way to get it done. I know it's a smaller example of, but it is the multi-pronged, multi-security, part technology, part barriers, part people, humans, if you will. And it was just a tremendous example. And we highlighted that as a flashback of how to get it done, looking forward to solutions, because this is the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live where we find a solution to every problem we bring up. Trump calls the situation at the Mexico border an invasion after his trip to Texas. He's spot on. And that's why an emergency must be declared. And that's why this is a national security issue, folks. This isn't a Donald Trump on a bender. This is a serious issue that everybody, when they're not playing politics, understands and agrees. Even Hillary says it's a national security issue in the past. All right. Shutdown hits farmers. Already facing tough times, writes Rick Barrett. Great news article pointing out that farmers are struggling under these shutdowns and under these tariffs. But you know what? It's going to be difficult to make America great again, folks. It's going to be difficult as farmers have been on the government, corporate or farm welfare system for so long. To wean them off of that is going to take some time. And these massive gargantuan farms replacing family farms have got to stop. You'd say, well, Sam, that's just the natural progression of things. Well, that's not exactly true. It is when you have government subsidies and handouts and corporate farm welfare going on. That's true. And when you believe that you got to have trade subsidies and trade manipulations around the world, that's true. But if you leave farming to the natural man and you quit promoting these, I would say, socialist type or fascist type, whatever agendas, then, of course, it's tough. But when you come back to the family farm and to people living a simpler lifestyle, you know what? You don't need to make a gazillion dollars. Maybe we'd even back off from some of this high-tech equipment that we think we got to have that's so darn expensive you can't even imagine. All right, the FBI investigated, and they wanted to know if Donald Trump worked for the Russians. And the answer is we don't know what their report came back and said, but we know that it got buried and obliterated and every time we hear more and more investigating into President Trump and no pay dirt, huh? And what's fascinating to me about this is they're going to keep at it until they find manipulated somethings. They're going to get the Donald if he doesn't drain the swamp. Well, anyway, I want to know why the FBI is digging into this and then no accountability, no report. And I want to know, you know what? Do they have probable cause when the FBI looked into this? You got an unconstitutional agency like the FBI looking into the president. You got to go wonder why. What's going on? Who's got control of the, quote, purse strings there? Who's got control of the FBI if the FBI can just look into the president, huh? And then after they investigate, we don't get a report back. Who is the FBI accountable to, huh? We also talked about the annual convention of the Utah Eagle Forum. Happened last Saturday. UtahEagleForum.org. Tremendous group of speakers, etc. We also talked about Trump just hit record approval rating. No president has done this. The Dems are in panic, they say. So there you have it. All right, that's the recap of Saturday's show. That's how much we cover in one day on a weekend on this broadcast. Of course, we always take Sundays and consider it a day of rest, right? All right, on Monday, we had our guest on, Mr. Lowell Nelson, CampaignForLiberty.org and RonPaulInstitute.org. And we talked about the update for the Utah Eagle Forum and the annual convention. We covered Mike Lee doing a phenomenal job speaking, saying the central government has claimed outlandish authority. They used the NDAA to unconstitutionally violate our privacy. While we must defend our country, we must not support the war in Yemen. He helped stop that. Doing a great job. Joe Kerry talked about Elijah. What a great example. Quick pause.
Kosher. Certified. Put the two words together to get co-certified, which is spelled with an S-E-H instead of just S-H. It's the right way to spell this, the German way, and it made it easier to trademark. Now, did I tell you that the letters S-C-H still make the shh sound, as in all those American food producers saying shh? Let's keep it really quiet that our product is kosher certified. Think about it. Nearly one century of kosher certification, and hardly anyone outside exclusive observers knows that most packaged food and kitchen products are literally certified by religious intermediaries. Well, because you, consumer, are indirectly paying for this. The Kosher Certified app is here to make kosher certification awareness an inclusive matter for people of all faiths and identities. And it even boasts a unique database of products not kosher certified. We call that NKC. Start memeing it. It's fun. NKC. Not kosher certified. Now to confuse our audience even more, we put a question mark at the end of our name, and that really cinched our trademark approval. It relates to the website where you can begin your new shopping behavior, thekosherquestion.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Ladies and gentlemen, the amount of news we cover on this broadcast shocks even me. And I spend every day but the Sabbath producing it. I'm telling you, it's amazing. So we're talking about the Eagle Forum. That happens every year in Utah. Last Saturday was the event. And Mike Lee did a phenomenal job standing up for our privacy and standing up for the getting out of wars and et cetera. Just doing a great job for pro-life and more. Mike Lee's far from perfect, but man, I'll tell you this. He's certainly the more constitutional senator from the Olympic state of Utah. I'll tell you that right now. Anyway, talked about Joe Kerry doing a great job. And Joe Kerry, well-known talk show host in his own right and personal good friend, Joe Kerry talked about Elijah, prophet of the Old Testament. What do you know about Elijah, by the way, huh? From humble beginnings, understand that Elijah, biblically speaking, became a prophet of God with no fear. He confronted King Ahab and told him, you know what? No rain would fall until he repents. Well, the reason that this is so critical is to understand that, you know what, we need to repent and we need to turn to God if we ever have a prayer of restoring the republic and the traditions of our founding fathers. We talked about Gail Ruzicka speaking at the Eagle Forum, and she encouraged us to warn our children against THC syrups. Yeah, kids are cruising around school with soda pops and big old jugs, and they got THC syrup in there. And she's saying it's not good. Too many kids are mixing this stuff in their soda pops at school, and, you know, it's kind of crazy. They're carrying it around in their backpacks, etc. How did we get here, she asks. And the answer is because of the initiative process. And she says, you know what? We better look into this initiative process. We got to fix this initiative process before other bad things happen. And she's right as rain on that. Because what you have happening is the very few get together and lobby for and push for these extreme answers. And so the few end up controlling the many. Balance of power, ladies and gentlemen, is the key. The checks and balances in America, one of the great keys to solutions and stability. We talked about an oligarchy of thieves. An incredible article from Chris Sand Hall. She's talking about federal supremacists. Okay, you got these federal supremacists that just think somehow the federal government has every right to do anything. I completely disagree. The federal government should have extreme responsibility for and very, let me be very careful how to say this, very powerful authority within the narrow scope defined by the supreme law of the land. The federal government has a need to exist, an appropriate delegation or delegate of authority to exist, but it's very narrow in scope to the list defined in the supreme law of the land. But these federal supremacists kind of believe they can do anything. They become an oligarchy of thieves, she points out. The federal government literally, ladies and gentlemen, has only those powers enumerated in the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. She points out this reality check. If they can do anything they want, why is there a list of what they can do? The list clearly intends that there's a narrow scope, and here's the list, and here's what you can do, and the rest, keep your hands off of. You don't believe me? Go look at the 10th Amendment for double down support of that point. Anyway, the federal government does not have the authority to determine the limits of federal power. You got to understand that the federal government is not even a party to the compact or the Constitution. The states are. Okay, the federal government is a creation of the compact. The states got together and said, let's create a federal government. And here's the list of things it's allowed to do. The rest we retain to ourselves. Thank you very much. The Supreme Court is part of the federal government, one of the three branches. And it's not over it. And understand that the Supreme Court doesn't possess power greater than the executive or legislative branch, and certainly not more than its creators, the states, right? To allow the federal government, i.e. SCOTUS, to determine its own limits is contrary to the Constitution and to the principles of the Republic and the limited checks and balances based on our government. Look, the courts are out of control. They don't have more authority than the other two branches, and they certainly don't have more authority than the states that created it, right? But somehow we falsely believe in America that the Supreme Court has ultimate power. That guy, that judge, has more power than the president, more power than Congress, more power than everybody. It's false. It isn't true. And when they make a decision, we act like that's the buck stops there. That's the answer. No, it is not. They can only interpret law, not make law. They're only there upon good behavior. Or sometimes they're there even when they're not behaving well. That's the problem, and they ought to be impeached over it. The federal government, ladies and gentlemen, cannot write laws that are contrary to the Constitution. So we are falsely taught, too, that a treaty becomes, you know, hey, superior to or part of the Constitution. It isn't true. You can only have laws that are constitutional. A law that is not constitutional is like the law that never was. Why? Because the Constitution is the supreme law of our land. Well, Sam, it doesn't feel that way. I get it, because we're not paying attention to the supreme law. But we ought to. We need to roll back any unconstitutional laws that have been put in place that conflict and or that supersede. That's for sure. In light of these facts, ladies and gentlemen, it is impossible to accept the notion that the states are merely political subdivision of the federal government. That is not true. No, sir. States are parties to the contract, and they created the federal government, and the federal government serves at the pleasure of the states. Understand that reality check, folks. So bye-bye to the federal supremacists. It's a bogus, false, dishonest lie, and it's got to stop. Anyway, Chris Sandhall does a phenomenal job, I might clarify. Anyway, there you go. And by the way, Chris Sandhall does a show on the weekends right here on the network that we also are syndicated by and that I own, Liberty News Radio, libertynewsradio.com, to check it out and listen to her show and many other fine shows around the clock. All right, SWAT, S-W-A-T, is a 2003 American action crime filler or thriller film that Kurt talked about. And so go check out SWAT, but watch it with Clear Play or something like that, because it gets a little rough around the edges. But Kurt feels like it has some political points to make there. We also, second hour on Monday, had our guest on, Mr. Scott Bradley, to Preserve the Nation. His website's freedomrisingsun.com, Freedom's Rising Sun. And he does a weekly webinar, video and more of just tremendous stuff. Education on how to preserve our nation. Scott Bradley discussed the dangers at the Eagle Forum Convention, and then on Monday at on our radio program, the dangers of a con a constitutional convention. Compelling arguments. And how we should be very concerned about a con. I get that it's Article 5 of the Constitution. I also get that the ilk of people in modern times that would try to put this together, I'm telling you, it'll run off the rails so fast your head will spin. I reject secession. I reject the Article 5 or the con conventions. We just need to have pure application of the principles that made America great using the checks and balances of the supreme law. That's what we need. And then we need to repent and turn to God. And if we do those things, we're in great shape. We don't do those things, and I don't care how many roads to heck you take. None of them are any good, folks. I'm telling you right now, what has a history like the Constitution to provide more freedom to more people in the history of the planet than anybody anywhere else? Nothing. So why not stick with what's time-tested, tried, and true? And why not return to the principles that made us great in the first place, huh? We also talked about the dangers of the USMCA, that's Donald Trump's trade agreement. It has all kinds of problems with it, folks. It is not good, like Donald wants you to understand. I don't know if Donald realizes this, if he's pulling the wool over your eyes, or if he doesn't understand, but it's got a bunch of problems. It literally circumvents our sovereignty and dumps our sovereignty. It undermines the sovereignty of the states. Listen carefully. It undermines the sovereignty of the states. It submits to a world governing body, folks. That's a problem. It tolerates foreign nationals, illegal immigrants. Understand that the Article 8, I should say Article 1, Section 8, Clause 3 talks about that the, what? The Congress has the authority to regulate commerce with foreign nations, not some third party, not some world court, not some international whatever. Okay, not only that, it violates our privacy, and it promotes the gay and lesbian agenda via language from the UN on the Convention on the Rights of the Child and more. It's disaster. So, ladies and gentlemen, this USMCA, pitched by Donald, is a replacement for NAFTA, GATT, etc. Look out. All it does, it's just a TPP with a new cover. That's all it is. Look out for it. Be careful. We also talked about Inside the Newsroom, fighting a moral imperative to deceive. Doug Wiltz of the Deseret News, or I guess it's Doug Wilkes, he's pointing this out. Listen carefully. Doug Wilkes, editor of Deseret News in Utah, basically says, look, Inside the Newsroom, we're fighting a moral imperative to deceive. Well, I don't know why he's fighting it. He just needs to realize the news isn't about deception, sir. Don't deceive. Don't fight a moral imperative. Stand on the moral high ground. Tell the truth. Stick with the news, the who, what, when, where, why of a story, and promote the supreme law of the land. Promote God, family, and country, and protect life, liberty, and property, and you won't be in that bind, Doug. All right, that's a wrap of Saturday and Monday. Right after the pause, we'll take on Tuesday in our recap. Former Governor Jan Brewer. Isn't she from Arizona? Yes, she is, and we'll talk about it on your radio.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
And I want to dedicate this weekend review of hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use to the American people. You gotta have the truth. You gotta have a breakdown from a perspective of God, family, and country. You gotta stand up and get involved in the process, ladies and gentlemen. I know you don't like politics, but think of it as a moral issue. All these issues are issues of morality, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we talked about former Governor Jan Brewer of Arizona. She says our country's going to collapse without a border wall. I completely disagree with her. That's Chicken Little-esque, folks. Okay, I get that we need national security, and I get that our security's at stake, and it's a problem. I get it. But the country collapsing? I mean, what would that look like? What kind of a statement is that? I believe it's an irresponsible statement. I get that national security's critical, and we might have difficulty in our land, but you know what? The country collapsing. If you want to really know what's going to collapse the country eventually, it's going to be dishonest money and war. But I digress. All right, Donald Trump retreats from declaring national emergency over the border wall. I'm a little disappointed in Donald. I think he needs to stand up. Supposedly Donald Trump, though, 3 o'clock Eastern today, has a big old speak out about the border. The Democrats are preparing a plan where they might give more money for national security. So, you know, I hope they come to an answer here. But I believe it is a national emergency, and I believe we've got to do something. All right? And I believe Donald doesn't need Congress. There's plenty of money of slush funds everywhere. You say, well, that's a misuse, Sam. I get it. But you know what? You got to start somewhere to clean up the mess. And sometimes the room gets more messy before it gets clean. Government shutdown, by the way, soon to cost more than the wall. We said that a week ago. When is that Rubicon crossed, huh? Fair question, but, you know, this is the point. Why are Democrats holding us hostage? If the government's going to shut down, it's going to cost more than the wall, why don't they just give it to him? The answer? Because it's Donald. Right, we talked about PG&E in California. I guess they're going to file bankruptcy amid increasing liabilities due to the wildfires. So there you go with that. And they say, don't worry, though, you won't lose your electricity if you live in California. I personally think you ought to get the heck out of this socialist monopoly of California as soon as you can. But anyway, that's a big old shame. China posted a trade surplus of $323+ billion with the United States in 2018, ladies and gentlemen. This is why Donald is speaking out, saying we got to do something. Think about that. $323 billion leaving the United States and going to the communist nation of China. And they are primarily building their military with our money, because we want to buy goods and services from China because we claim that it's a little cheaper. Well, you got to understand, real trade, it isn't cheaper in the long run, folks. All we do is we build up the most powerful, the most communist nation in the world. Oh, no, Sam, North Korea is way more communist. That's right, but North Korea gets all of its military funding and capabilities and everything else from China. What about Cuba, Sam? Okay, same kind of stuff. Look, China's the mother of communism right now, folks. So is Russia to a great degree. How do we help them become more freedom-oriented? The answer is appropriate trade, fair trade, not free trade. Not trade that literally creates a trade surplus for the communist nation. Understand the way they write this headline, it's a surplus for China. What does that mean it is for us? A massive, massive flow of money in not a fair direction, but a communist direction. Understand that reality check, okay? Cancer expert, sad to say, dies hours after getting a, quote, yellow fever vaccine shot. I guess vaccinations aren't as safe and effective as they once claimed, huh? Ted Cruz explains how he's going to make El Chapo pay for the wall. Take the drug kingpin guy's money, assets, and use that to build the wall. By the way, that comes out to about $15 billion. And that would not only be the $5 billion President Trump needs to get started, but it would be the 15 to whatever billion they say that the wall would cost. So Ted Cruz right on trying to get El Chapo to pay for the wall, but I don't hear anybody else talking about it. But good for Ted down in Texas. Congressional Democrats vacation in Puerto Rico during government shutdown. It's a, quote, party on the beach. What's up with that? Donald in the White House, they mock him for being alone in the White House. But if he were to go on vacation, they'd mock him for going on vacation too, right? You just can't win when you're the Donald. But the Democrats, everywhere but taking care of business. And by the way, Congress has paychecks. Why don't the people that work for government, huh? Because it's all game playing, folks. And the Democrats have everybody held hostage right now. Conservative groups are targeted, or who were targeted, I should say, and Lois Lerner's IRS scandal received settlement checks. That's good news. I mean, I don't like the taxpayers to have to pay for it, but hey, Lois Lerner was out of control. Why is she not in jail would be my question. Lock her up. Lock her up. Pastor got ticketed. That's a Christian pastor got ticketed for feeding the homeless. Well, he sued the government over it. I pray that there's a win there. What on earth is the government literally ticketing him for feeding the homeless for, huh? I guess the government doesn't like competition with their welfare programs. Well, the answer is shut down the unconstitutional welfare programs in government and let good charitable people do their job, huh? I don't even know how to say this guy's name, but his name is Roberto L. Aceto Escobar. He's the brother of the drug kingpin, Papo Escobar. Anyway, this guy claims his fundraising page to impeach Donald Trump raised $10 million. That's to impeach the Donald. So you got a king drug pin going on these, you know, crowdfunding sites raising $10 million before GoFundMe shut him down. What on earth is going on around here? Donald's the bad guy. The king drug pin's the good guy. The king drug pin can raise $10 million to impeach Donald. Something doesn't make any sense here. GoFundMe also going to refund the $20 million raised by the three. What do you call this guy? The guy's had three amputations or whatever you want to call it. Anyway, this guy that's a military veteran raised $20 million to help Donald build the wall. And I guess they're refunding the money. And this guy now is saying, well, we can point it to my nonprofit and you don't have to get the money refunded. You can redirect it to my nonprofit. I don't know what's going on with that, but it's getting crazy fast. I'll tell you that right now, meaning I don't know that I can trust it. Our guest, Joel Skousen, worldaffairsbrief.com, is next. And we talked to him about U.S. and Israel preparing for war against Iran. That's a disaster in the making. Donald, back out of these wars, my friend. Embrace the principles of peace. Would you please avoid foreign entanglements? Adopt a George Washington-esque foreign policy. Would you please? Presidential emergency powers. We talked about the government shutdown quite a bit with Joel Skousen as well. We talked about Donald Trump and Nancy Pelosi are locked in their, quote, first battle, and neither can afford to lose. Sad to say, it's become political. We're not doing what's best for the country. What's best for the country is to fund all constitutional government services now, never fund unconstitutional government services, and put national security top, front, center for our country. That's what's best for America, folks. Laura Loomer, she's a political activist. She brings a bunch of illegal immigrants to Nancy Pelosi's home. And Nancy has a wall around her house, so she brings these illegals, and they start climbing over the wall. And, well, Nancy Pelosi just called the cops and had them all removed. Huh. Maybe we could do that for the country. Call the Border Patrol and have them removed. Well, what do you think, Nancy? We also talked about the Brexit crisis coming to a climax this week. Well, it turns out that Brexit lost and got shut down. We had high hopes for that, but it failed. We talked about the White House serves fast food on platters, silver platters for the Clemson celebration. And everybody said they had a fantastic time, but the media just mocks the Donald because he bought fast food. And then they also mocked the Donald because I guess somebody that was tweeting on behalf of the Donald spelled hamburger wrong. So there's a big old to-do about that. Debt? What debt? At $22 trillion, the argument goes like this. The national debt doesn't matter. Who cares if it's $22 trillion? Well, I care. It does matter. They're lying to you, and eventually we will pay the piper for our abuse. Write it down. Remember who told you. You will. Whatever goes up must come down. Fake money? Rock star now. Dishonest fiat currency? Doing great, they claim. It's a lie, and it'll eventually crash and harm us all. That's why the founders said, you know what? Use biblical currency. Use gold and silver. Use honest weights and measures. It is part of the supreme law of the land. We're just not doing it, folks. We need to abolish the Federal Reserve and return to honest money yesterday. We also talked about Steve King. He's taken a beating in Congress. He asked how terms like white supremacist and white nationalist and some of these terms, how did they become so offensive? And they just literally ripped him apart for even asking the question. And I get his point. He's saying, how did we just all of a sudden get these labels? And if you throw this label on someone, it just blows up and goes viral. And he's right. It's a fair, open discussion. But they want to violate his free speech. They want to act as if he's a hater, and they want to destroy him. But a lot of good Christian groups and we and others are coming to the aid of Steve King. It's a fair question. How do we get these labels that just absolutely destroy someone? All of a sudden, you identify somebody as a white supremacist. Doesn't matter if it's true or not. You just say that and boom. Destroying lives. How did that happen, Steve King asks. Well, they obliterate him for it, just proving his point. We defend him, by the way. He has a right to ask those questions. One in five U.S. millennials expects to die without even paying off their debts. And their parents are in debt to the eyeballs as well. What a tragedy, huh? Ivanka Trump's going to help choose the next president of the World Bank. That's disaster. Quick pause. Liberty Roundtable Live. I'm Sam Bushman.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen, by a friend of Medjugorje. Whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, it ain't gonna happen. A book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It ain't gonna happen, by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled MEJ.com, or call Caritas in the U.S. 205-672-2000. 205-672-2000.
Why don't we say to the government writ large, that they have to spend a little bit less. Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Live and on your radio 6 days a week, on the Sabbath we rest, ladies and gentlemen. You heard that somewhere? We got to return to that stuff in America if we want to make America great, ladies and gentlemen. We talked about Senator Rand Paul. You remember how he got assaulted by his neighbor and got beat up and put in the hospital? Well, now Rand Paul's going to Canada for surgery. Many mock him and say, why are you going to the socialist Mecca for surgery? You don't believe in socialized medicine, do you there, Rand? And Rand basically fires back and says, you guys are nuts. It's one of the best hospitals in the world. By the way, it's a private hospital, private place. And yes, I'm going there and I'm paying for it myself. Thank you very much. We talked about this TV rolls up and disappears when you don't want to watch it. It's some of the new tech at the CES conference. We talked about that. They always talk about these roll-up devices, but I don't see one anywhere soon. Do you? Microsoft partners with grocery-trained Kroger to fight off Amazon. Interesting combination, huh? Hold on. The meat's not cold. The refrigerator's ran by Microsoft, and you got to reboot that sucker. I hope that doesn't happen. We also talked about Hyundai reveals, quote, a walking car concept. Believe it or not, you can tip this car up, and then it can kind of walk, and I guess it helps with parking and helps with kind of big city living stuff. I'm not too fascinated with it. I guess a surgeon admits role in million-dollar kickback scheme. I guess it's a multi-million-dollar kickback scheme at a Dallas hospital. What a shame. Elon Musk promises flying cars while, quote, cutting Tesla production models. He's also had to cut staff at his space program, and now he's cutting staff at his car manufacturing plant as well in an effort to decrease the cost of his cars. Why? Because he used to get government subsidies, and now they're starting to wind those back, and Elon doesn't know what to do. So there you have it. I'm for new technologies coming to the table, folks, but not at taxpayers' expense, right? Anyway, that was a recap of Tuesday's broadcast. Ben, I don't even know if we're going to get done this hour, huh? On Wednesday, after almost hitting a cyclist, a truck driver stops to see if the cyclist is okay. It's a great story of kindness. And by the way, one guy's black, one guy's white, and they were kind to each other. And he's like, dude, I'm so sorry. I almost hit you. I didn't see you. And the other guy's like, oh, my gosh, scared the heck out of me, but it's all right. And they were kind to one another. And instead of road rage, it was actually appropriate relations between the races and people. And what a great example. We hope there's copycats, not of almost hitting somebody, but of the reaction, the response, right? Let's be kind to one another is the idea. We also talked about a Chicago woman with a concealed carry permit. Well, she had to shoot and kill a would-be robber. Sad the guy is dead. Wish he wouldn't have tried to rob somebody. That's a no-no in our society, by the way. Don't do it. You might get shot. Sean Hannity claims Donald Trump has secret information that will soon reveal corruption at levels we can't even dream of. Media Matters with the piece. These big scandal reports oftentimes are overrated, folks. QAnon, that was the group I mentioned before. They've tried to say there's all this stuff going on. I haven't seen it. I just haven't seen it, folks. Be very careful with some of that inside, you know, conspiracy stuff. I'm not telling you there's not a conspiracy. There is. But I'm telling you right now that you're not going to get the inside, you know, fly on the wall, front seat review of what's happening in the conspiracy. Okay, I'll tell you that right now. Rush Limbaugh, no question that cabal trying to overturn elections. He's right about that. We also talked about Elon Musk's space group laying off hundreds of workers. We talked about that. We also talked about the mega pastor. The guy's name is Andy Stanley. The guy's a nutcase. He says to Christians, the Ten Commandments don't apply to you. Joseph Farah, WND.com with a news piece. I mean, this guy's a nutcase. The Ten Commandments absolutely apply to us all, ladies and gentlemen. We talked about a study that says less sitting, more moving, tied to living longer. That's great news. Get up and move around, folks. We also talked about a study that says less than 6 hours of sleep a night increases your risk for heart disease. So get more sleep and move around a lot. It's the point. Eat good food, drink great water. Hey, man, you can take care of yourself, right? We talked about the Los Angeles teachers' strike, fueled by radical propaganda movements. There's no doubt about that. But I say this, whenever the teachers are on strike and the kids are out of government school, at least they're not being indoctrinated every day. We talked about Japan's Sushi King paid a record, smashing $3 million for a single tuna. Turns out to be over $5,000 a pound. Ooh, buddy, I can't afford sushi like that, can you? We talked about an animal rights charity secretly killing dogs to increase the flow of donations, never mind their do not kill policy. I want to know why we say it's so important not to kill the animals, but it's fine to abort and kill babies, huh? I'm pro-life. I want to protect the animals and the babies. What do you think of that, huh? Facebook to invest $300 million in news focusing on local. Do you trust Facebook in the news? I sure don't. They were involved in getting hacked and all the scandals left and right. In fact, they were in bed with the Russians. Maybe unwittingly, but nevertheless. Wow. Fake streams. We talked about criminal investigation underway in Norway over potential data fraud. We also talked about our guest, Joe Bannister. He's a highly decorated former IRS criminal investigator. Now he stands for the truth. He's an agent for truth, and he says freedom above fortune. The IRS is a flat-out sham. They say it's voluntary, but the law's not on their side, and, well, it's compulsory by nature. It's criminal. Joe Bannister's right. A lie needs another lie to prop it up, whereas the truth stands by itself, says Joe. He's right. Please watch the movie freedomtofascism.com. It'll help you get caught up to speed on what we're talking about. You don't believe us? Go check out that movie. freedomtofascism.com and see if there's not validity to the points made. Pennsylvania judge ruling restores Barack Obama's mandated government health care mandate that employers must provide birth control. So by compulsory, we got birth control going on for companies that and individuals that flat out believe it violates their religious beliefs. I'm one of them. If my company was forced to provide birth control, I would shut down my company. Gosnell movie, that's the movie rejecting abortion, highlighting the murderous intent of the, quote, pro-choice abortion crowd, hits number one on Amazon. That's great news. We also talked about how abortion has harmed America. Star Parker writes the piece. They had the pro-life rally this last week, too. Incredible stuff. Donald Trump spoke by video and said he will not pass any legislation that promotes abortion. Twitter turned out banned a radio host. Liberals love free speech they agree with, writes Art Moore. The talk show host that got banned, Lars Larson. We need to stop the suppression of free speech, writes Ann Coulter. Chick-fil-A store actually opened on Sunday once. So a boy with special needs could fulfill his birthday wish. He's an autistic child, and he got the chance to serve somebody at the drive-thru. Pretty neat stuff. Good for Chick-fil-A. They're normally closed on the Sabbath. They do more business in 6 days than most companies do in seven. Good for them. Great service. Good food. I love Chick-fil-A, folks. They're very Christian, and I support their efforts. All right, on Thursday, we had our guest on, Brian Rust. We talked about honest money. Brian Rust, RustCoinAndGift.com. We talked about gold is real money, timeless insurance, nature's currency. We talked about a CNN analyst. Her name is Areva Martin. She accused Fox News pundit David Webb of having white privilege. They were on the radio. She couldn't see him. Well, it turns out David Webb is black. I don't know what the heck she's talking about, but it just shows how belligerent and how whenever they're losing an argument in a debate, they just run to the white privilege stuff. Oh, you're a white supremacist, and they believe that solves all problems. In this case, she got egg all over her face, proving the belligerent, hostile agenda they've got, huh? We talked about the Brexit deal fails. We talked about Nancy Pelosi is asking Donald Trump to reschedule the State of the Union. Obviously, the answer is no. I submit he ought to have the State of the Union address down on the border live. We also talked about Microsoft pledged over $500 million to ease Seattle housing crisis. Why do these big business companies get special privileges and handouts and subsidies and corporate welfare from the taxpayers, and then now they're going to give $500 million back? Why don't we just not give these corporate entities the money in the first place? companies known for deep cost cutting offers to buy Gannett. May Anderson writes the piece. So more mergers in the media, if you will. We also talked about how author Brad Meltzer uncovered the secret plot to kill George Washington back in the day. That's kind of an interesting story. It's a flashback of great proportions, if you will. We also talked about Tim Tebow got engaged to former Miss Universe. Great stuff there. Good for them. We also talked about a study. Positive thinking is the key to a healthy old age. Optimists who believe their lives have meaning walk faster, have stronger grips, and have less pain as they grow older. That's phenomenal news. So be cheerful, folks. Be of good cheer, as the Lord says, huh? No nudes is great news. I guess Paris's first naked restaurant had to close after 15 months. Nobody wanted to go to the thing. I wonder why. Center for Immigration Studies files, quote, racketeering lawsuit against the SPLC, and they demand the judge stops this dishonest reality. They say that Center for Immigration Studies is a hate group, and they know it's not true, and lawsuit. There's another lawsuit against the SPLC claiming that they embedded theft, spread lies to destroy a lawyer for thought crime. We know that guy, by the way. So good. Two great lawsuits against the Southern Poverty Law Center's immorality and dishonesty. We also talked about Ocasio-Cortez uses, quote, violent sexual term to describe her far-left agenda. She says, while you guys are just tired and melting down, we're going to run train on our progressive agenda. The run train is the phrase. It literally means a woman that has a parade or a train of male sexual partners or sexual partners all in a row. Run train is the term. Anyway, what a shame. So Steve King gets beat up for trying to have dialogue saying, how do these labels go so viral and get crazy when we're just caring about Western civilization? And then she literally says, run train, this gang sex term or whatever you want to call it, virtually. Anyway, and nobody even bats an eye. What's up with all that, folks? We talked about a rare bronze penny sold for more than $200K at an auction. Wow, I'd like to have a penny like that. We talked about an ambitious U.S. tax force. It got shut down. They were trying to shut down Hezbollah's criminal enterprise. Well, they got shut down by Barack Obama. He wanted to make a deal with Iran, and they were getting in the way. Wow, Obama might be a Muslim, huh? We also talked about the new job of the Vice President Mike Pence's wife, Karen Pence. The gay lesbian folks are getting super mad because it's a private university and they're freaking out. She just wants to be an art teacher. When Mike Pence was asked about it, he says, look, we're used to their abuse. No big deal. She'll go teach and they'll just rant and rave like they always do. We talked about lentils with a side of rice. Quote, the save the world diet, they call it. I think they're nuts. They're crazy. I don't want that for a diet, do you? But they want to control what we eat nowadays, folks. We talked about a hotel dishwasher awarded $20 million after boss made her work on Sundays. I disagree with the whole story. Anyway, she only gets $300,000 of it, number one. Number two, I'm not for the government shutting people down for working on Sunday. If you don't like working on Sunday for your boss, go find another job. Folks, we believe in free association here, don't we? Wow. We talked about shaming a 90-year-old bicycle rider. Anti-doping earns a black eye, they claim. Kind of a weird story, I'll tell you that right now. And I'm not for doping, and I'm not, but I am for 90-year-old riders. Good for them. Wow. What an example. We talked about a Chinese official that confesses trading sex for smuggling goods and underwear. That's a weird story, big time, huh? All right, man. I talked all hour breaking down the news the networks refused to use, and I got up to Friday. I'll have to cover that next hour. 5 days, 10 hours of radio boiled down into 1 hour. We call it the hard-hitting news the networks refused to use week in review. We'll finish that coming up next hour. Then I got a whole lot of news the networks refused to use at my fingertips, ready to deliver. Live. If you believe we provide value in the news, please reciprocate and donate to LibertyRoundtable.com. Every penny helps the Widow's Mite Radio Network grow. Every penny will be used to expand our news offerings. Thank you for listening. Spread the word. Stand for God, family, and country. Protect life, liberty, and property. Repent, forgive, do all those things to make America great. You can't do it all yourself, but you can do your part, right? I promise to do the same. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.